The first two rules of discernment from St. Ignatius of Loyola said that when we turn from evil and begin good, the evil spirits will say, oh no, remember of the things you have to let go and the comforts that were there. Why are you doing all of this? So the evil spirits were sweet talks at first, and the good spirits, according to St. Ignatius, said, will stain our soul, make us feel uncomfortable, so we have to change our ways. This is what happened in the first reading today from the book of Numbers. When the children of Israel had to embark on the Exodus, they remember of the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onion, the garlic, and the things that they had back in Egypt. But they forgotten that they were enslaved. Sometimes too, we think that, oh, being a Christian would mean that we have to let go all these things. But we forget that all those things make us become enslaved to this world, dependent on this world, instead of being free to be called children of God. The Exodus requires us to let go of the things that this world is making us lamenting after. Could they appeal to the eyes, to the senses, but they do not give us true freedom. And imagine, in the midst of all this lamenting itself, even Moses, at the point of saying, man, how do I put up with these people here? And the good Lord showed them, even when they were complaining, even when they were not gracious, he provided for them. He gave them manna from the heaven. Even in our own lives, my brothers and sisters, even when we lament thinking that we have to let go all these things, we don't get what we want, the good Lord continued to love us and to provide for us in ways that are beyond our imagination. Sometimes it comes in the form of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Sometimes it comes in ways that are beyond our expectation or what we expected. Sometimes it's beyond what we really want for this moment. But we should never, ever, ever doubt in the generosity of God. That God wants us to not just be fed according to this world, to fill our tummy in this world, but to fill our soul so that we can be free. The freedom that embark on the journey, not just at the end of this life, but for the journey of the everlasting life, the beatific vision with him. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, today, let us do this one exercise then. Reflect upon yourself and myself, the things that we're still holding on to, the comforts, the garlic, the onion, the leeks, or whatever we think is enticing for us right now. Reflect on them. What can we let go in order to embark on this exodus? The letting go of ourselves so that we can love God even more, to truly be free in him. Perhaps we will have to miss them from time to time, but look at the freedom and look at the generosity of God and see how he has blessed you and I in our lives.